get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking about fall travel, and we're giving some great destinations and places to go. Now, if you've missed part of the show, you can definitely check out our website at travelbagswithanita.com. Also, our Facebook page, and we're also on Twitter and Instagram. We're all over social media. Now, Nicole Roberts is sitting in with us, our creative producer. So, Nicole, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, beautiful luxury vacation rental cottages down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. They get a little bit of leaf change down there, not a whole lot, because they actually have live oaks down there, which tend to drop in the springtime as opposed to the fall, a little further up north Georgia.
Oh, that's interesting. I actually didn't realize that.
I didn't realize that either until, you know, I started spending so much time down there. But, you know, we keep talking about the leaves, because I think that's our favorite part about fall is just seeing all those beautiful colors. But there's so many other things to travel and do during fall as well, don't you think?
I think so, definitely. There are all kinds of great things, like different festivals and events all around the country, all over the world even, and it's a great time for apple picking and carnivals, all those kinds of great things, too.
Oh, I love apple pickings and carnivals and things like that. You know, it's always a good, you know, sort of a good time with families to do that kind of thing. And I just remember even growing up as a kid, this was also the time when people were having fairs and festivals and things like that. And you could go and you'd have the funnel cakes or you could do, you know, the caramel apples. I mean, it was just, you know, it just brings back so many memories of childhood when fall comes around. There's so many things that we would do.
I agree for sure. It definitely makes me think of family and home. So in my time out here in LA, I've been trying to recreate it and rebuild it. So I'm always dragging my friends to go apple picking in the fall or something like that.
Yeah. Now, is that a big thing out on the West Coast?
I mean, actually it is. There, if you drive just further east in from Los Angeles and sort of get up into the mountains and the canyons, there are several different spots for apple picking. I've actually done a few times and have my own apple picking basket where you like cook the apple and pull it off the tree. I actually have one of those.
Oh, you have your own.
I have my own. Yeah, I don't have to rent it when I go now.
Well, you do love apple picking if you have your own basket and everything. That's awesome. Now, you know, this is also the time of year when college football kicks in as well as the NFL. But I don't know, there's something about fall and college football that just kind of stands out in my mind as, you know, the sort of the perfect fall thing to do. You get those chair cushions and a big blanket and maybe some hot chocolate and you go and you watch those football games. And it's just, I don't know, it's a fall thing to do.
Exactly. I definitely associate football with the fall. Maybe it's from being a Southerner, but it's definitely a distinct thing about the fall. And even out here on the West Coast, it's definitely a big deal. Everyone has their NFL team that they are backing, and it's a big time for fantasy football also. But if you want to get out of your apartment or your house and away from your computer screen and your fantasy team, there's definitely all kinds. You can go to the actual pro games or, as you were saying, my favorite, college football. Even though I'm not in Chicago anymore, I'm still watching Northwestern football. We're off to a great start already this season. So
yeah,
definitely a fun way to stay connected to family and friends.
And
it's
college.
A great time. Yeah, in college, a great time to travel to the different stadiums with your team and check that out.
Well, you know, some of these stadiums are really just kind of fun stadiums. I mean, Ohio State, University of Michigan, Penn State. I mean, some of those stadiums you just kind of, you know, think about, you know, when you think of fall football, too. And, of course, Northwestern. I actually watched a bit of the Northwestern game this past Saturday.
See? You did.
I did.
Tell me that. Yes, we won that game against Stanford. It was a coup. It was a big deal.
Yeah, I was actually watching. But, you know, there's some other sporting things that go on as well. Now, Chicago has a big marathon in the fall.
They do. And I never actually saw it when I was in Chicago, but I've been thinking recently about going back and trying to do the race. They have the Chicago Marathon. And as you know, I started running half marathons. So it's definitely a big selling point for the city in the fall. Everyone wants to come out and cheer on the racers as they go through. And yeah, it's just a great way to sort of be out and about in Chicago, which is a beautiful city already, but it's one of the last chances to take advantage of the warmer weather before the snow sets in for the majority of the year.
That's true. That's true. Because Chicago does have some crazy, crazy, crazy winters. But, you know, when I think about fall also, too, and think about travel, and it may be a little late to plan this for this year, but maybe not for some folks. And that is Oktoberfest over in Germany and Munich in particular. I mean, it is a great, great, great activity to go and be a part of and just walk around and try some of the different foods and the different wines and things that they have. Oh, it's a wonderful time to go to Germany.
That'd be great. You know, I love Germany and Munich in particular. That would be a fantastic trip to just actually be in Germany with your freshly brewed beer, your wine or anything like that and actually take part in Oktoberfest. And it's actually nice because they do them, if you can't make it all the way to Munich, they also do them all around the U.S. as well.
That is true. That is true. There are some that are really close here. Helen, George, I believe, does an Oktoberfest. But, you know, you have a lot of time, though, for Munich, because that one goes from September 19th to October 4th. So if you can zip over to Germany, that's in your plans. Or if you're already going over to Europe, maybe make a side trip. Now, when I was flying with Pan Am, we also would participate in some of those fall festivals, even in other cities, like Frankfurt in particular has a lot of great festivals. And then leading also into the Thanksgiving season or that, you know, holiday, the winter holiday season, you know, they start to have those Christmas fairs, too. It's just a really, really great time to be in Europe and Germany in particular. So definitely thumbs up.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I love it. Now, are there some different, like, other kind of festivals, too? Like, I know we like to talk about culinary festivals, too.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, every year, you know, we always are focusing on the Jekyll Island Shrimp and Grits Festival. And the last 2 years, Doc Bill participated. And last year, he won second place. And not only just second place, but he won second place in the professionals competition. So he was competing with chefs and restaurant owners and all of those kind of folks. So that is coming up again. And that is the Jekyll Island Shrimp and Grits Festival. And it is September 18th and 20th. So that's coming up really, really soon. So definitely make some plans to go down to the coast. Now, I mentioned that there are competitions, but there's also arts and crafts. And then there's a lot of just great food. And of course, as the name implies, you're going to eat a lot of shrimp, or at least a lot of shrimp is there for you to try, you know, if you like shrimp. And it's just a great, great, great event. I have actually purchased some really beautiful art during that time as well, because the local artists are definitely there. So Shrimp and Grits Festival, definitely check that out.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I do love Jekyll Island. I went a few times for school, actually, as a kid. Mm-hmm. So lots of great fall memories for me for Jekyll Island. Yeah.
And it's still very, very nice. You can bike around the island. It's a great walking island. Of course, the beaches are great there. But, you know, still down on the coast, Savannah has their Food and Wine Festival. And that's a week-long celebration. All kinds of delicious tasting events that will be going on, a wine dinner, lots of opportunities to learn things about cooking classes and things like that. And that takes place November 9th through the 15th. So you have a whole week that you can go down to Savannah and not only take in that festival, but maybe do some tours. That would be a good time to do some of their haunted tours. You know, they have a lot of ghost tours around Savannah that are kind of fun to take part in.
Oh, they do. I like those. And there's some actually you can do in like a horse-drawn carriage as opposed to a car. There are also walking tours for the ghost tours as well, which is even creepier because you feel like you can't really escape because you're walking.
That's right. That's right. You're part of that tour. And then over in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, there is an event coming up with 60-plus chefs will be celebrating culinary excellence and sustainability. So it would be all about, you know, that farm to the table type cooking and type eating. And that is October 8th through the 10th. Now we'll have all of these websites on our website and on our Facebook page as well. So definitely check those out. And we'll list all of these websites, even the ones for those great drives that we talked about, where you can see beautiful fall colors, as well as the great cities for visiting to see fall colors. We'll include all of those websites so you guys can check them out. Now, Nicole, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show again. And as always, you know, we appreciate all that you do behind the scenes. And we really love it when you can come on and share some of these things with the listeners.
Me too. I love actually getting to be on the air. I'm forever behind the scenes. Same with my TV career, too. So it's always fun to jump to the other side for a little bit.
Well, you were a radio and TV major, so you have to make sure you keep that radio part in there.
Yes, exactly.
But thanks a lot, and thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. We'll be back in 2 weeks with more great travel information. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, FM 102.9, WDUN. Bye-bye.